Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to be back, guys. Good to be back. Hey, do you ever think about that being a Christian's a full-time job? You ever think about that? Well, you think about it. It's not a complaint, it's just one of those things, you know. You get up of a morning and you lace them up and quite naturally the word of God is in the heart and you go out the door and then you go to Walmart. And guess what happens? You run into somebody that you get to speak with about the Lord. And that's awesome testimony, amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, everywhere I go anymore, I have the opportunity. Now, I'm speaking for me because I know more about me than I do you all. Anyway, Dad, I know more about me than I do you guys, and I can speak of me. And I know for myself, it's gotten to where that when I meet ministers, they consider me a preacher. Well, that's your truth. They do, and that, you know, it was a couple. They we was praying in Walmart one particular day, and I was standing there, and Brother Bobby Withers and Bobby Bowe and Joseph Payne's brother, he was there, and we was praying. And he looked at me, he said, come on in here, brother. He said, heck, he said, you're a preacher too. He said, you come on in here. Just like that. And I went, well, thank you for the compliment, you know. We all are. Every one of us are. You know, I said all that to get to that point. You know, we put that gird on and put that sword on every day and go out here in this battlefield. And that's where it's won, is out there. You know. This is the pit stop for the week. This is what this is, pit stop for the week. Yeah, but God is good. This life is a vapor, and the older I get, the more it's brought to reality. It's over in a flash. I get to go the last 10, 11 years, maybe longer. It's requested that I sing and be involved with family's last wishes. And saying that, I get to hear a lot of ministers when they bring a eulogy, speak the last words over a person. Sometimes it's hard to stand in front of a congregation and speak about a person you know absolutely nothing about, or say something just really concrete for family when that individual never set foot inside a church or never live under the grace of God. Then I've been to some where the preacher, all he would have to have done is open in prayer and closed in prayer, because that individual lied there, brought their own eulogy before they was laid there. The latter is how I wanna be. When they put me out there, I want somebody to walk by me and say, "Wow, that old boy started off rough, but something grabbed him and shook him, and the rest of his life was awesome. Every time you saw him, he had something nice to say. And he tried to do right all the time. That's how I want to end up. God has saw to it that we are able to do that. And he's also saw to it that we're able to help other people do that. Amen. Because it's we've got to teach people how to go about their life, as sad as that is to say. Yes, sir.
Knew him before, and then he knew him after. And what he said about it, he says, "Oh, I remember Ralph. I used to run with him. He was wild and kind of a rounder or whatever. And then he got in a real bad fight, and then he got religion, and I never saw him no more."
Hey, man, I can relate to that. I was in that bad fight. I sure was. I'll tell you something about that fight, then we'll open service. That fight was a never-ending battle. That fight was I didn't care about nothing but me. That fight was when I got up and laced him up and walked out that door. Only thing on my mind is where I'm gonna get my fix at. Who can I see today to help me get my fix? It was about me. And it was never about anybody who was around me. Oh, I'm not hurting nobody but myself. That's the train of thought I had. Little did I know that I was killing everybody around me. Didn't realize that. But you know what? But God did just like Dad said he was going to do. He put me in a place to where I cleared my mind and had time to think about things. Amen. And then along that path, I thought about everybody that was around me and what they wanted. And it was about, to them, it was about me, the same way as I was thinking about I in team, it doesn't exist. But anyway, that's enough about that. Y'all heard that a million times. But anyway, God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Need to read the handout. There will be a celebration party over here. New Life for the Nations. It's a debt-free celebration. Sunday, April the 8th. And they're going to have food, too. That's we're going to get to eat. We're going to get to celebrate being debt-free. Amen. Ain't that awesome? That's awesome. Again, that is Sunday, April the 8th. Now, let me put my glasses on so I can see. Y'all forgive me. Let me explain this to you. I'm not going to come in here and get in a hurry to do nothing. And the reason being is, don't take this the wrong way, but the reason being is because I get uncomfortable if I feel like I'm on a time limit. I get really uncomfortable. I don't do good when I'm uncomfortable. I'll get up here and run through something, and I might miss what God may want me to do. Okay, so y'all bear with me. I'll get better as time goes on. Okay, God's in the blessing business, and I promise you, if you sit here and put up with it, He'll bless you away. I'll be like, "Ooh, it's a blessing to be away from that thing." You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you just bear with me. I'll learn how to do this, and I'll be more efficient at it. Okay, but anyway. The handout is from Pastor Shirley. It's talking about how to pray and what to pray. Now, I'm not going to get into all of that. You each have one. You need to read that. All right, and we've got birthdays, Miss Linda Seaton and Miss Victoria Gross. Miss Linda, you don't look like you ever age. Amen. Hallelujah. She's got a good husband, keeps her young, is what that is. We guys have to stick together too, you know. But anyway, I want to bring that to your all's attention. The leadership meeting will be next month. We'll do that next month, and that'll take care of all that. And now, I've got a little something I want to share with you that I run across this morning. Would you stand with me for the reading, please? I was talking with the praise and worship team before we prayed about and prayed after we warmed up. We're so blessed to have a Savior that loves us so much. It's just awesome. We're so blessed that we have instructions on how we are to handle ourselves. We're so blessed to have instructions on how we are to function. And this descriptions I'm going to take today is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, and starts in the 12th verse. The heading over this speaks of unity and diversity in one body. There's unity and diversity in everything. But the reading says this: for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, being many, are one body. Amen? So also is Christ one body. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Amen. It says, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew Greeks, whether slave or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. And that's self-explanatory. I'm so grateful that God don't see just one individual. He sees us all. Amen. So therefore, if I go out here and make a mistake, I've got time to repent. I've got time to ask for forgiveness. Amen. And I know you guys know all this stuff. But God, He's thought about it all. He's planned it all. All we have to do is be obedient to the call. Amen. And that goes back as far as helping people preach their own eulogy, because at the end of the day, regardless to what me may think, that's what it's all about, is that end time. We are only passing through here. But God, once again, laid it all out for us to do it very easily. Amen. Lord God, I just thank you for today, and I thank you for the messages you're going to bring here, Lord God, and I thank you for being here with us, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Started coming here, and after coming for a little while, and I come through the back door, and on my way up the aisle, Miss Nola, this lady here, everybody wanted to hug me for some reason. Ain't that something? I just love that. I learned how to be a person. You know, and I learned that. I learned that. Being around people is where it's at. I learned that love is an awesome thing. And I learned how. I learned how to be a man. You see what I'm saying? And not saying that I try to be a good person. It's just that I really learned about being around good people and how people really handle themselves. And it's an awesome thing. And I thank people for that, because anymore I don't miss an opportunity to get a hug. Shoot, I got me a kiss from Miss Phyllis today. Ain't that awesome? I just think it's great. I just think it's great. But you know what? The God I serve. Woo! Oh, let me find it. Wait a minute. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Or your gaze. Tell everyone how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate. To kiss the earth with open grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Let's take it from the top one more time. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Everyone, how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? Up. Let the redeemed declare the love, and we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory?
King.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know
thank
what?
You, Lord.
Ain't God good?
All the time.
You ever make a mistake? Yeah, we have. We've made several. And at the time you was doing it, do you ever think about the repercussions of that mistake? I know when I was little, I'd go somewhere and do something. Boy, I knew what I was going to get when I got home. Because, see, used to be if you go to your neighbor's house and cut up, you get it tore up over there, and then the information would beat you to the house. Mm-hmm. And then you get it tore up when you got there, too. Well, I did anyway. I did. But I made them mistakes, and that getting tore up was the repercussion of that mistake, amen? Well, I don't know, but it sure beat you home, I can tell you that. it beat me to the house anyway, Jerry. I don't know about nobody else, but it beat me to the house. But you know what? At the end of all that, my grandmother, she still loved me. She still washed my clothes. She still fed me. She still hugged on me. Ain't that awesome? Yeah. Isn't that the same way with Jesus? We can make little mistakes no matter what. And he's still standing there with those arms spread wide open. And you can ask for forgiveness, and he still loves on you. He still gives you things. He still answers your prayers. Amen. Ain't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. That is awesome. It's awesome to know the God you serve, no matter what, he's going to love you. No matter if you're living in sin, no matter what you've done, as long as you're able to stand here and ask for forgiveness, he still loves you. It's just no doubt about that. He's an awesome God. Amen. Can I get the ushers to come forward, please?
I'm going to say something.
Well, come right on down.
I got a mic. I'm wired.
Do your thing.
I'm wired this morning. Okay. What I want to share is just I want to call your attention this morning to the fact that tomorrow, March the 26th, that's the date of the last payment. That's the date on the payment at the bank. So tomorrow's the day that it's due, which you have 10 days grace period. But I want Brother Glenn or whoever takes the offering, you or I don't know if we've deposited it now. But when you take that in tomorrow, I want you to be able to pay that last payment. Now, we're in pretty good shape right now, but we could be in a lot better shape this morning if you just reach into your pockets or into your billfold or into your checkbook or whatever and say, I'm going to give a little extra. I'm going to make sure that we don't have to wait a few days on this. And I just was thinking, you know, 20 years ago in April was when our first month payment was due on this new sanctuary. And you look forward and you say, 20 years. Wow. Long time. Now you look back over the past 20 years, has it been a long time? No? Just kind of catches up. You know the last wedding we had in what we call the Red Room now, which is the sanctuary, then the last wedding we had in there, you remember who it was? No, it was Ricardo and Miriam. And the first wedding in here was Jimmy and Gail Dow. Well, now that's what the information, that's what my information over here gave me. Bob and Rita, okay. All right, see, I got false information and I'm passing it on. Yeah. Yeah, because it will, but see, I don't remember because I died since then. Yeah, I know that for sure. Bob and Rita was the last ones. Okay, good. Now, I'll make a little note of that. You lose a brownie point. You lose a brownie point, you get one. And since your mother and daughter had bounces out, so we're all right. But I've got my computer at home, my desktop computer. My background is pictures that we have, that you know, family pictures and this and that can come up. And I'll be sitting there, sit down to do something, and then the screen saver comes on and those pictures start moving across. I see little grandkids and this little fella. Little guy up here playing the drums now. When not such a little guy, he can touch the ceiling almost. Got a picture of him on there. He's a little bitty fella. He loved bacon. He's always loved bacon. Still loves bacon. He's sitting in his grandma's lap, in his nana's lap, sound asleep, with a piece of bacon in his hand and the other end in his mouth. And I look at the pictures, the kids that came up. There was one group that came up. Sadie was a little bitty. It was a celebration we had for Independence Day or something, because everybody was dressed in what? 4th of July celebration. And Sadie's standing on the front. She's about this tall. She got a little hat on. And behind her are all these people all the way up the cave. And then other people that now are adults and have their own families. And they're spread out here and yonder. And you look through that and you think, you know, we had an effect on these people. They might be here with us now, but we had an effect on them while they were here. And now they moved out into the world, moved into other areas. But, you know, that creates heritage. You know, there's some families, you know, they get together and you read their obituary in the paper, and it says, you know, they left 27 direct descendants. Then you read somebody else and said they left 3 direct descendants. Whether it's 27 or 45 or 2 or 3, that's a heritage. It's a heritage. And when you think of yourself, think of the lives that you have touched. The lives that you may have touched and didn't even know it. Just by, as Ricardo said, just by living. Just by being there. Just by going to Walmart and smiling at somebody and them knowing that what your life is. And you reach out and you touch them. Now, I get to preach next Sunday, Easter Sunday morning. I get to preach. Hallelujah. This girl asked me if I wanted to preach, and I said, well, I hadn't thought about it. She said, well, think about it. So, and I know what I'm going to preach, and the title of the message for next Sunday morning is Radically Saved. And you'll see it's an appropriate Easter message when you get to hear it next Sunday morning. Radically saved. You've got to understand that. You've got to understand that you are radically saved. And we're going to pray over the offering. And I just thank God for all of these years that He's been faithful and that you've been faithful. And I'm going to tell you something. It's interesting that over the past 5-6 years, when our numbers have been smaller than they were 10, 12, 15 years ago, we haven't had the financial problems that we had even when we had twice as many people. Which says something to me. It says something to me. It says that there's just a group that's faithful in their giving. And everybody else just kind of flows in and out once in a while here and there and the other place. But there's a group that's been faithful. And God has blessed us. God has blessed you. And now we come to this point where we're going to be able to celebrate. And we're going to be able to do some things. And we're already starting to think about little things that need to be done. We're gonna fighting Glenn with them. No. He's going to say, you sure we can pay for that? Well, we're going to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take care of it. You don't have to worry, brother. We'll have that money in there when you get ready to spend. But I tell you what, you got to enjoy your life. You got to enjoy your Christianity. You know, Christianity was never meant for a person to go around wondering whether they were breaking some rule or law or commit some sin. So therefore, you didn't smile because you might smile at the wrong time and God would think it was worldly pleasure that you were looking at. Just go around sobbing. But live your life with zest and joy. Know that God's going to bring things about. Because God's on your side. And you know, the scripture that Ricardo read this morning about one body but many members. You know, I got to thinking, God has little groups. Now, like New Life here, we're a body. We got all kinds of different things going on in here, different functions for different people in the body. And we're one member, we're one body of many, many, many bodies throughout the whole world. Some of them are a lot bigger than we are. Most of them are smaller than we are. It's amazing to me how many, you know, you see the mega church, you get attention, 4% of the congregation, 4% of Christians are in mega congregations. The rest of them are in groups of, well, yeah, every size of church in this country is 50, or that was the last I heard. So, hey, we're about average. We'd like to be 100. The more people we win to the Lord, the bigger we'll get. But and I know you've seen this too. You go out, you talk to somebody, you get them, and they say, I got saved. And you were witnessing to them and everything, and then they end up in another church. Well, you know, don't feel like you lost something. You got them into the kingdom. That's the important thing. And we're here because this suits us. And I'll tell you what, and I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to sound as bragging, but if every church in this county preach with the emphasis that we preach here at New Line, you would see this county so radically changed you wouldn't even recognize it. But it's just that people are looking for something other than what the real issue is, and that's the Word of God and the grace that God has poured out on us, and to realize that God loves us and Jesus Christ died for us, and because He did all that, we're radically saved. Hallelujah. I might get to preaching if I stand up here much longer, so I guess I better pray. But I'll tell you what, hold your head up. You know, you belong to the body of Christ. Members in particular. You know, you're a human. What do you belong to? You belong to the human race. But you function as an individual. All of your body parts only work for you. I mean, nobody else lives on your heart. Nobody else breathes the air in your lungs. You function in the body of humanity as an individual with many parts. And we function in the body of Christ as an individual church, doing what we do and meeting the need that we can best meet and be proud of. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we glorify you this morning. We rejoice in you and in the grace, Lord, that you have poured out upon us, and that you have given us the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Therefore, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And that you, Lord God, are the reason why we have life. Without you, we are dead. No matter what we accomplish, no matter what we see, no matter how big an effect we have on the world, no matter how much money we may accumulate, how much fame we accumulate, or whatever else we do, without you, we are dead. Thank you for the life that you've given us through Jesus Christ. Lord God, we praise you. We want to glorify you. We want our lives to reflect the life that's in us. We want people to know that we are what we are because of what Jesus has done for us and not because we pulled ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We're not self-made people. We are made anew by the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And now all things are of God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to give. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing your people as they give. Thank you, Lord God, that you have promised to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That the Word of God says, the psalmist says, I was young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And I thank you, Lord God, for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, for our nation. I pray, Lord God, for the atmosphere and the mental set, the mindset of this country, Lord God, that it would begin to focus in upon the things of God and realize that this nation is under God, that this nation came about because people trusted in God. No, we might not have done everything right. Everybody wasn't a saint. But, Lord God, there was a focus, and the focus was upon you. People came here, Lord God, to be free in their ability to worship you. And now, Lord God, we pray a prayer over our government, all those who are in authority. They're trying to shut that down. They're trying to remove Christianity from our schools and from the workplace and from our monuments and to destroy it and mask over Jesus Christ and what he's done. And Lord God, we pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord God, for all you've given us and all you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be still, there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Are faithful God forever. Something with y'all that happened last night. I wasn't going to mention it, but we were dragging chairs and stuff back in here to replace in the sanctuary. Now, there were several people here last night that we used to go down on the pike and get when there was kids. And so I come in the sanctuary, and this one kid, well, he's a man now, he come in here. He looked at me, and he said, "Hey, Ricardo," he said, "you remember them songs we used to sing in here when we was kids?" I said, "I sure do." "And you remember the song, 'I am free to run'?" Man, he broke out in that. I was wild with that.
There were several here yesterday.
Oh, yes.
That would come. And, you know, I know God used this church to touch their lives, because I see them and they come up to me, and one of them hugged me 3 times yesterday and said, said, "Where's Brother Jerry?" And I, you know, and so I know, you know, that God used us to touch these kids' lives.
Oh, yes, it's awesome. And, you know, it was amazing, because after he finished getting his praise on, there was 2 or 3 of them standing back there, and I heard him say when I was going out the door, he said, "I really liked coming here."
Just wow. Like that.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And when he come on in there, I said, "It's still here." I said, "The door's still open. You're welcome to come back anytime
Amen.
You want to."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about. I mean, when I first started learning about sowing seeds and all this good stuff, listen to Nana. That's where most of it come from, because we sit around and eat, and you hear things. But anyway, she talked about sowing seeds and blah, blah. Well, Veronica, when she asked about using this place, one of the first words out of her mouth is, "Oh, I'll never forget coming to that church." He said, "We really like going there." And it's just a blessing to know that this church touched a lot of lives, even though you don't think you did. You touched a lot of lives. So it's awesome. It's just very awesome. And they were grateful to be able to come in here and do what they did yesterday. But anyway, I'm overcome, y'all. Saved by the man. the Lamb, and his blood cleansed everything. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all man's kind. See God's only Son, perfect and spotless born.
We will overcome by the
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Honey, fall from the sky. Heaven.
Classes may be dismissed.
Thank you, ma'am.